I want to say to you today that I, you know, where you're literally giving something verbatim that you've premeditated and that you've for yourself sorted out intellectually what ought to be said. Instead of just, nothing wrong with thinking about the situation. And, you know, gosh, I think about the people who are going to be thinking, I'm contradicting the word of God. I'm not. Not. This idea of take thought means don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't worry about, like we said, don't worry about it, right? You say, I'm not worrying about it. I'm just thinking, right? But it is to worry when you say, oh, what am I going to say? Nothing wrong with sitting there and thinking like, I'll probably say something along these lines. And this situation reminds me of that. There's nothing wrong with feeling, because, you know, I meditate on these things all the time. It would be almost impossible for me to just empty my mind and go into like some sort of Zen-like state where like, ah. I mean, is that what he's really saying? Or just sit there and go, oh. No thought. Turn your, blank your mind. Cleanse your mind. Pretend your mind is a pitcher and you're pouring all the thoughts out of it. The water is flowing gently and slowly out. Every thought is being removed. And now the pitcher is empty. And you blow into the pitcher. I should get a job teaching meditation. But as I said, that's not what he means. Nothing wrong with. I could, and if I was in prison and I couldn't think about the things of God and things that I might talk about if I was delivered up to give some sort of testimony. And I've been delivered up to give a testimony, not in the sense of the real do or die situations like this, but where I've been brought before groups of people I've never seen before and who are going to look on me and judge me and had to say things about God in front of people. You know, they're going to bring you before their churches. I've been in those situations and I've felt the Holy Ghost in situations like that where he just gave me what to say and it was so simple and so smooth and it worked out just right and I was very pleased that God had intervened. And I felt it. But we need to have the confidence that God is going to speak through us. So we don't have to worry about what we're going to say. I'm not a good public speaker. Well, don't worry about it. God will give you what to say. And you'll find you're a greater public speaker than you ever imagined. Because it will not be you speaking, but the Holy Spirit of God. Verse 21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. This is true in their generation. And it happens to people in other generations. Delivered up to the Inquisition. Delivered up before the Politburo. Delivered up before the Third Reich. Delivered up before whatever's coming. You know, to churches and councils, to kings and rulers, whatever it may come. What's going to happen is because of Christ, because we divide on such a sharp line from those who err in truth, it will bring about hatred. They hate the message of the gospel, and therefore they will seek to put you to death. And that will bring you to a position of testimony. And it divides in families. It divides across generations. Fathers for children. You know, as Jesus said in John chapter 16, you know, the time is coming when whosoever kills you will think that he's doing God's service. And a lot of times they may deliver you up thinking it's for your best. My son needs your help. My son needs to be turned back to the truth. My son has gone astray in these false doctrines of righteousness and holiness and godliness and virtue. But rather, he should understand that we're all going to sin. He needs to stop preaching this righteousness and truth. And that's the funny thing, is that how much anger there is at people from coming from people when you preach righteousness, because they don't have it, and they're angry at you for suggesting they should, or at least that they should be seeking it. Because I'm not going to expect everyone to be righteous all at once. It didn't work that way for me. But I expect people to be seeking it and running a race that they're trying to be victorious. Maybe you're a little behind right now, but you know that God will send strength to carry you through to the end, that you will take first place in our race against sin, that sin will not beat us, that we will get to this finish line, leaving sin far behind us. We're not going to run down to the finish line in a neck and neck tie with sin, or right behind sin. No, with sin in front of us and sin behind, we are going to pass them up, and we are going to be in front of it, and it's going to be in the past. Because that is what Jesus died for, the sins of our past. We want to leave them behind us and in our dust. We have to endure. Christianity is an endurance race. You got to outlast your enemies. You got to outlast sin. People don't like this stuff. It's not about endurance. It's about just have faith. Have faith and endure in faith. Faith must endure. What if faith doesn't endure? What if it doesn't get stronger? What if it gets weaker and fades away into nothing? Then it's worthless. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Faith without works is dead. And again, I want to reiterate, works do not get you favor from God, by no means. But it is the favor of God upon you that even allows you to do works that are pleasing to Him, that even allows you to seek righteousness with a view to attaining it. That is what the grace of God brings. The grace of God which brings all salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. Titus chapter 2. The grace of God has appeared for that very purpose. It teaches us certain things. We've got to deny things. We've got to walk a certain way right now, right here, in this present world. Cleansing ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, the first verse. Verse 23, but when they persecute in this city, flee ye to another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come.